Hello and welcome to episode 237 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue our look at the song High by seeing how a little emotion can go a long way. For a number of reasons, enough reasons indeed that this may be a subject of a future theme week of brainwaves, Islam dominated the African religious scene for hundreds of years, and this is essential in the development of the Songhai. Religious doctrines can very effectively create a sense of the other, a nauseatingly academic term meaning anyone who doesn't conform to my point of view. And according to some interpretations of Muslim doctrine, the other must convert or die. Whole villages and cities in the history of the Islamic march through Africa were given this ultimatum. Most chose conversion. The Sahara acted as a bit of a roadblock for the spread of the faith. It's tough to maintain religious fervor while traversing dune after endless sand dune in the seemingly infinite, unforgiving desert. So, the peoples of the Niger region of the Sahara were late to come to Islam. As empires started to form and conglomerate in the region, though, they created their own secular others without the help of religions. Tribes who lost the struggle for power and prestige, and with it perhaps their lands and claims to wealth. The Empire of the Ghana, a precursor to the Songhai, held tight to the Niger and some of the surrounding area from its capital in Timbuktu. The losers, meanwhile, faded into the desert, biding their time for revenge against the Ghana. These disparate tribes tried a few times to seize power, but lacking any sort of unifying thread to bring them together besides their dislike for the Ghana, they didn't really find much success. Eventually, the tenets of Islam reached them, and the excuse for a holy war was all they needed to get them united in their cause. They were no longer fighting for revenge now. They were God's army. Spurred on by their newfound fervor, they conquered the Ghana Empire. But still, with little truly to bind them together, it wasn't long before the pendulum of power swung away from them as they degenerated back into their internal tribal conflicts. Islam did spread and dominate the Saharan scene, but a leader from the town of Gao, far east of Timbuktu, named Sony Ali, realized that he could unite his people by appealing to the old ways, the pre-Islamic ways. His mastery of pathos served him well, and people nostalgic for an older time flocked to his banner. Before long, he found himself the ruler of the newly formed Songhai Empire. Thanks for tuning in to episode 237 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we hear some tales of old Timbuktu.